Hello.
Hello, I'm Osmeyer of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. In which county do you currently reside?
Cameron.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an electoral official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay, and what is your gender, please?
Female.
Thank you. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Number one, Democrat. Number two, Republican. Or do you vote independent of the party?
Republican.
Thank you. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
10.
10. Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be, number one, very liberal, number two, somewhat liberal, number three, moderate, number four, somewhat conservative, or number five, very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Now I would like to read you the names of several people in groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name. Number one, the Democratic Party. Do you consider a strong positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, a strong negative, or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. The next one, Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Positive.
Will that be somewhat positive or a strong positive?
Strong positive.
The next one, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Haven't heard of him.
Okay. The next one, the Republican Party.
Very positive.
That would be somewhat positive or a strong positive?
Strong positive.
Thank you. Vice President Kamala Harris.
No opinion.
Okay. The next one, State Senator Morgan LaMantia.
No. No comment.
Okay. The next one, Republican candidate for State Senate Adam Hinojosa.
Haven't heard of him.
Okay. The next one, former President Donald Trump.
Very positive.
Strong. Thank you.
Positive.
Thank you. If the election for President of the United States was held today, you had to make a choice for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Number one, Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Number two, Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, or you're undecided?
It would be Trump and Vance.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Number one, Ted Brown, Libertarian. Number two, Colleen Allred, Democrat. Number three, Ted Cruz, Republican, or other names?
Can you repeat those three, please?
Sure. The first one, Ted Brown, Libertarian. Second one, Colleen Allred, Democrat. The third one, Ted Cruz, Republican.
No comment.
Okay. Next one, for which of the following candidates will you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Number one, Robin Vargas, Green Party. Number two, Morgan Lementia, Democrat. Number three, Adam Hinojosa, Republican, or other?
No comment.
Okay. Do you think Morgan Lementia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
No comment.
Okay. Now I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here's the first statement. Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi. That'd be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
No, let's go no comment.
Okay. Okay, the next one. Morgan Lementia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Oh, I'd rather just tell them.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Lementia.
Yep.
She's Democrat, right?
I'm not sure. Yeah, just, these are just statements that we have.
Okay. She's for the wall, and what else did you say?
Yes, so let me read it. Morgan Lementia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
And she opposed?
Yes, she even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
No, sorry. Not for that. So the answer would be, I would not back that up. Nope.
Yeah. So will you consider that as much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely to go for that. Much less.
Okay. Next statement, Morgan Lementia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Less likely.
Will it be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less.
Next statement, Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for mothers and children.
And the choices are?
Yes, much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Much more likely.
Okay. The next one, Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Much more likely.
Okay. Next one, Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
Oh, much more likely.
Okay. Next one, Morgan Lementia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which
not
will take...
Not at all. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so that'd be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. The next one, Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities.
I'm sorry, read that again. I'm sorry.
Sure. Adam Hinojosa supports or states efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities?
Much more likely.
Okay. The next one, to prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college?
Much more likely.
Okay. The next one, Morgan Lementia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas.
Not.
Be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets?
Yes. Much likely. The choices?
Yes, the choices are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
No, that's not the number one answer.
Much more likely, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Next one, Morgan Lementia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries.
Can you read that again, please?
Sure. Morgan Lementia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries.
Much less.
Okay.
Likely.
Thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Read that again.
Sure. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Oh, I'm just going to say no comment on that.
Okay. Next one. Morgan Lementia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks.
No comment.
Okay. The next one, Morgan Lementia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
No comment.
Next
read
one.
Read that again, please. Read that one more time, please.
Sure, no problem. Morgan Lementia is in favor of pornography in school libraries.
Oh, is in favor? Oh, that is... No.
Yeah, so that will be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Next one, Adam Hinojosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
You know what? Are we almost done? Because I got to go.
Yes, we're 80% done. I'm going to do it as quick as I can, so I don't take much of
your... I'm going to have to leave it at that then, because that's it. That's it. That's as far as I'm going to go on that. I'm sorry.
Is it okay if we call you a later time and we start from the 80% because we're almost done here?
Okay, go ahead. Let's go.
Okay. So, Adam Hinojosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes?
No comment.
Okay. The next one, Morgan Lementia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family.
No comment.
Okay. Next one, Morgan Lementia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
That is a no. No, the bottom answer, the much less likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one, Morgan Lementia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime.
No comment.
OK. Okay, next one. Morgan Lemetia, author a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
No comment.
Okay. Next one, Morgan Lemetia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all of the laws on the books.
No, that's much less likely.
Okay. Next one, Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies.
No comment.
Next one, Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Read that one again, please.
Sure. Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values?
Yes, yes. That's most likely.
Much more likely, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Next one, Morgan Lemetia voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others?
No comment.
Okay. We are 85% done. Okay. The next questions are not as long as the other. So, having heard more about them, for which of the following candidates will you vote for state senate? Number one, Robin Vargas, Green Party. Number two, Morgan Lemetia, Democrat. Number three, Adam Hinojosa, Republican, or other?
Don't know at this time.
Okay. Next one. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to give that. I'm not going to give any of my, information.
Well, this is anonymous, and I'm not required for your name or no more personal information. It's just for us to have sample of voters.
I'm sorry. You can put down an elderly if you want to.
Okay. Second. Okay. Which of the following categories best describes your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
65 and older.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Say that again.
Yes. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican?
Hispanic.
Okay. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Say that again.
Yes. Is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Some other race.
Okay. Do you prefer to get most of your political news? We're 95% there, okay? Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from social media such as Facebook or X, from the newspaper, from news sites on the internet, from local TV news, from blogs and emails, from cable news networks, or other?
I'd rather get them from the say that again.
Sure, you can choose two responses as well. From social media such as Facebook or X.
No,
from the news.
No, I don't want it.
From the newspaper, from news site on the internet, from local TV news, from blogs and emails, from cable news networks.
National, I like it from national news.
local TV news. Okay. And which one of these is the next most preferred source? Might be cable news networks, news sites on the internet, newspaper, blogs and emails, or you are unsure?
Like I said, I'd rather hear it from the national news on TV.
Okay. Will that be from cable news networks?
Could I have two local news and national news?
Yeah, so we choose the local. Now we need to choose another option. But if you're unsure, that's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television or more Spanish language television?
Both.
Okay. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch more often? Through an antenna, through commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu, satellite dish, or DirecTV, local cable
antenna.
System?
Antenna.
Okay. We're almost there. Okay. And which of these, if any, do you use next most often? Local cable system, satellite dish, or DirecTV? Streaming over the internet without commercials, commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu?
None of the above.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a YouTube account?
No.
Okay. Do you have an X account?
No.
An Instagram account?
No.
A Facebook account?
No.
Okay. Which one of the
following? I got rid of Facebook.
Got it. There are just two more questions, okay? Which one of the following statements most closely describe your own position on the issues of abortion? Number one, abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Number two, abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Number three, abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Number four, abortion should never be legal.
Read number two. What was number two?
Yes, number two is abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy.
Number two.
Well, this concludes our survey. Okay, thank you very much for your participation and time. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.